Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Good evening, ladies.
Hello, this is
How
Kelly.
Are y'all?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you this evening?
Doing okay.
Is that Jenna?
Yes.
Sounds like a familiar voice, Jenna. We've talked, so.
I think
doing
we're waiting
okay.
for a couple more ladies to come in.
Right.
Who is that we're with that's in the queue right now?
Kelly.
So Anna's here. Sorry. Did y'all catch that?
So it's Kelly and who else?
And Ann.
And Ann, we got a couple of more that we're waiting to come in right now.
Okay. Good. This is cool. Very cool. Great way to do this. Just holler when you're ready to roll.
Okay.
I'm reading over my notes as we speak.
Oh, okay.
Trying to wrap my head around this outline thing. So.
I know I'm gonna get started on mine in a few. I had a kind of busy day, physical therapy doctors,
yeah.
All that good stuff.
Oh yeah, definitely. I know it's crazy. It's crazy. Just crazy. Crazy time. Busy holiday weekend for me, so I'm sure maybe some of you too. So let's see, who we wait. We're waiting for Deborah.
Yeah, we're waiting for Deborah and I think who else? We're waiting for one more person.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who that is.
We got Kelly. It's Kelly and we got Deborah and who else is in there?
So Kelly, Deborah, and Jenna. And oh my gosh, who else?
Carol.
Carol.
Do we have a Carol on our team?
I don't know if Carol's in our team.
Is Carol on our team? I know it's five of us, so it's more.
Is it Lisa?
Lisa,
that's
it. Lisa.
Lisa?
Yes.
Okay.
Lisa, I think she's our fifth. Yes. Lisa, thank
okay,
you.
Lisa. Oh, that's what we're waiting on. So, okay, so I revised my question. I revised the whole thing and took it out because I reread what she's put in the red at the bottom.
Yeah. Yep.
And I read over the Medicaid, and I was kind of like, it was like back and forth. Because I'm up to like 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, if I get called into work and I ask them really kind of like really not to call me into work.
Yeah.
Because I only work part-time. I don't even like to be called into work because it's kind of hectic for me trying to finish up these last couple of classes. I mean, especially with this class, it's kind of confusing.
Oh.
Some of the stuff is kind of confusing with, you know, trying to make sure that our work is accurate for this class.
Exactly.
Yeah, this class is driving me crazy because
I think we're all on that same accord.
You know, we're walking on eggshells trying to make sure that everything is to her specific because it's like you get one thing, you get one word right, and then it's like five other words that are not proper to her standards.
Yeah,
every class that I've had has been not bad. Like, I mean, I've had A's in like every single class, and then this class is just like killing me.
Yep. Yeah, me too. I'm like, are
so
you
we're
kidding
all
me?
On the same, so we all on the same page. So I thought I was the only one feeling that way. So I'm not the only one feeling that way.
Yeah.
No,
it's true.
I'm up 3-4 hours a night, and I still like don't get these question stuff that she's talking about. Like, I mean, I'm still struggling.
I know. It's tough. Actually, Kelly, you know what? Last night I, like, needed a break from trying to figure this all out, and I saw your post come in about check out my questions, and I went in and added some things in red. Did you see that at all?
I just saw it just a minute ago, but okay. I appreciate it. I'm going to work,
like,
on it tonight.
Yeah, and I thought, all right, try this. I don't know if that makes sense. It was just a suggestion, and I thought maybe that would help because I feel kind of bad. It's hard. I read her notes, and I went, okay, I did the same thing, Jenna. I totally bailed. She didn't like my first one. I tried for like 3 hours to figure out how to rewrite that. I finally said, forget it. I'm starting over. Completely different question. And I rewrote it, and who knows, you know, what she'll think. But, yeah, she's a tough cookie. So, you know, and then the outline, it looks like we only need 10 questions. So we had to write 15. We each wrote 3. I went in and looked at her debate rubric, and it says include 10 questions that may be asked. So I'm thinking, okay, well, if Kelly's not comfortable, and that's really true, you know what I mean? Maybe we could, if
yep.
we're comfortable
and
enough questions, you know what I mean? Maybe we could do something like that too. So
I
think
yeah,
that's
I think me and Jenna have been in the last few classes together, and every single class, like, I'm all about teamwork, and I hate to, like, be the one that doesn't understand stuff because I feel like I'm,
it's
like,
okay.
you know,
yeah,
it
don't
drives
worry.
Me nuts.
It's all right. It's okay. Don't even worry about it. Yeah, she's just really particular. I've never, and I was telling Jen, I have a master's degree already. I'm doing this for professional development. And oh, my heavens, you know. I have to tell you both, I sent her an email this morning. I mean, I've been doing the same thing. Up till 1, I have to get up and I have to teach during the day and then back up till 1. I sent her an email this morning. I thought, what the heck, and just said, is there any way possible, because Easter is Sunday, that you would let us pick one of these assignments that's due and submit it on Monday? Oh, that didn't go so well. You know, she pretty
yeah.
much sent that.
This is the first class that I've had yep. that the assignments are due on Sunday, and that kind of drives me crazy, too, because I'm only
yeah.
off on Saturdays and Sundays, so it really, like, throws me for a loop.
Same here.
That's
yeah,
the same thing you said, too. That's the same thing I said, too. And it just, and it's like she is, I don't know if she's got this army thing going on with her. I don't know what this mentality is that she has. It's like she has all of us walking on eggshells and then just has us under this. I thought it was just me. I'm glad it's not just me, but it's just like she just has this. I don't know what it is going on with her. And then,
I know.
Yeah.
I think, you know, some people are just, they don't feel they're being reasonable if they bend the rules at all. And I just think that, you know, I just thought, you know, I didn't even go into the fact that I was told that assignments would be due Monday. I just thought, it's Easter. And she sent me back a real curt, real short, not everybody celebrates Easter and your assignments are due on Sunday night. And I thought, okay. I said, thank you very much. Just
It's not a point about everybody celebrating Easter. It's not a point. That's not the point, that everybody
right.
celebrates that holiday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their own religion and does everything
right.
specifically in this different way. But come on now, everybody, the majority of the country, well,
mm-hmm.
that said
yep.
like this, the majority of the country does celebrate this particular holiday,
yeah.
but even Sunday is family time and the time that everybody spends
that's
with their
what
family.
I did say that. I said, being that it's Easter and most of us are probably going to want a little family time, is there any way? No, I mean, I knew she probably would say no, but I thought, you don't know unless you ask, you know. I'm not a kid. I'm an adult, you know, and I thought I'm going to ask. But, yeah, they didn't go over so well. But anyway.
I emailed her about the questions, and she pretty much made me feel like an idiot. So I just, that's why I'm struggling so bad. She didn't help me at all. She didn't help me at all.
I emailed her about my assignments and one of my assignments, and then when she sent me back a message in bold print, I did not respond because our conversation would have went
yeah.
in a totally different direction. And I was like, I'm not even going to sit here and go back and forth with her. And I contacted my advisor and I let him take a look at it. I was like, this right here, she's just going at in a real disrespectful manner. He said, you probably don't know how she's speaking to the other side. I said, you know what, I don't know. I said, I don't
mm-hmm.
know until I ask. And after talking to you, me and my advisor have been kind of like playing phone tag.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know,
I pray for us all.
Yeah. I mean, we're all in the same boat, and I'm trying to be like, okay, it'll be over this time. In 2 weeks, we'll be done, you know?
Yeah,
but
if I wasn't, I have two classes left to graduate, and if I wasn't
at the end,
in the beginning, I would have done drop this class just because of the way she is.
That's the same thing I said, and I'm really trying. I'm trying to go ahead and get my last two papers. I got two classes till graduation. That's the same way I am also. I got two classes till graduation. And I said, Lord, please, if I can get a C out of this class or a D, just let me out gracefully so I don't have to take this class over. Just let me out.
Same here.
It's like me not really understanding. And just like I said to her in one of the emails that I wrote to her, I said, I've been with the University of Phoenix for 6 years. This is not my first class. This is not my first class. This is not my second class. This is my third degree. I said, and the things that I experienced with you, I have never experienced with anybody else. I say some of the things that you ask, you're so contradictory on what you state.
Mm-hmm.
You state that you want something one way, and then when it's done that way, you go back and contradict yourself and mark it in another way. I said, okay, I'm not going to say anything else. I'm just trying to do my best.
I think at this point we just all have to just try to skate through it, you know. But I agree, Kelly. I mean, I've never not gotten an A or an A minus in a class ever.
I mean,
and
all the teachers, anytime I've asked for help, if I'm feeling like I don't understand something, they do an excellent job. And this is the first class that I've had this.
She does not help. She does not help at all. My DQs, 1 week she gave me a 0.75.
And every single week when she does my discussions, like I always will go way over the limit, and she'll still say that I'm not on the right subject with the discussion.
Exactly.
And
then
it's like drives me crazy.
It is. Yeah. And then I think you, Kelly, you said something. It was about living options, and you went back and rephrased about living options. And she said, we discussed that last week, but that's what she's not. It's like she's not letting us express ourselves in this class like we're supposed to. She's not letting us freely express ourselves.
I remember reading that, and I was like, oh my gosh. You know?
Yeah, and I was really offended behind that because it's like she's not letting us freely express ourselves, Kelly, and I was really upset about that for you. I was really upset because it's like she's not letting us use our freedom. Because I was getting ready to
respond
to that.
It wasn't even my topic. I was just commenting on it.
It was about living arrangements. Yeah, we did talk about that last week, but we're supposed to be able to rehash and remember.
Yeah.
That's what remembrance is about. That's why we're learning.
Exactly. Well, not only that, look at this week. I wanted to email her so bad and just say, you know what, Andrea? All of your discussion things this week are redundant. We've been here. Do you guys feel like that?
I'm getting ready to respond on all of that because with like grandparents' rights and the grandparents' rights and the things like that, all of these subjects that you're talking about with grandparents' rights, it's like an eggshell for me because it's like I'm walking on eggshells because I live all of that stuff. It's like I got to put my life into that because I experience all of this stuff. I can't remember who it was. Cynthia had wrote something about her auntie relocating, and I was like, I can understand that because my aunt had to relocate from another part of Virginia to move closer with her kids, and it was a hard thing for her because she was going into ages. It's life experience that we talk about, and that's what the class is supposed to be about, us expressing our life experience, and that's why we take this class or some for extra credit, some for life experience is teaching us, and that's why I got into this class because of my family members aging, grandmother aging and getting into this, but you trying to put your life into it, your life experience into it, it's like she shuts you down.
Exactly. I was just thinking, I only posted twice last night, and I thought, man, I'm going to post something. She's going to say, we already covered that. You need to, and I'm thinking,
gosh. I'm getting ready to do that because I look at it like this. I'm experiencing a lot of stuff with my grandmother. My grandmother just turned 98 in on St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like her having to go into a nursing home from being independent on her own. After 2 years ago, she's being independent and then having to go down and go into a nursing facility. That's a big change.
It's huge. Yeah, it's hard for everybody. I know. I'm taking care of my dad with my younger sister. We're trying to keep him out of a nursing home, so I know exactly what you mean. It's like,
on
top of everything else.
Right, and I understand that side also because my daughter, her grandmother, her aunt is doing that with her mother. There is is 10 of them, and they're trying to prevent from putting their mother into a nursing home because she now has onset dementia. So it's like they're trying to prevent from putting her into a home for each one of them. She moved back from North Carolina back to Virginia. So it's like I have plenty of information to try to get into play, to try to gather, to help them and things like that. But it's like when you put it in there, what is she going to do? She's going to tear us down. She's going to tear me down.
I am totally prepared to be beaten right up on this whole social policy thing.
We're going to be beat together because I'm going to be right there on you answering as I can and replying to that because I feel like it's wrong as. Mm-hmm. As our administrator, as our professor, you're supposed to be uplifting to us instead of trying to tear us down.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yep, she is. Well,
so,
Go ahead, Jenna.
I'm off on Saturday and Sunday, so I'll probably be up all night Saturday working on the outline, trying to put it together. I know she said it could be 1 to 2 pages, no more than 2 pages.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'll try to have it up by Sunday, but with it being Easter.
Well,
I'm
going
to try to put something in here.
Me too. I had sent out a shout out yesterday and said, I'll take the first 3 bullets. I think I said 3 in the outline. And so that really starts the outline. And so I've kind of like come up with, Roman number 1 will be introduction. Letter A, and then I've got problem, and I've got to just fill it in, and number 2, historical trends, and et cetera. So if I start it and then pass it, does that
right,
help?
I think that will be easier. Yes.
Okay. How many bullets was it? Because I glimpsed at it. I was trying to, at work it's just kind of like hard when they try to micromanage you.
It really wasn't bad. There was only a few, but I think the hard thing is going to be next week when it's the final.
Exactly. Yeah. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5 major bullets, but the 4th one has 2 big areas with 3 additional bullets. But I mean they're doable. And if it's 2 pages, let me tell you something. We can't say much. It's like
could be
1 or 2 words for each of those things. Yeah, really slim pickings. And so I thought tonight I'm probably going to need tomorrow night to really try to wrap my head around those 3 bullets. But if you can wait, Kelly, and I'll just pass it, I'll post it. And if everybody kind of works on their areas,
once you get
your portion done, then you can post it. People can just add their portions in.
Yeah, and I don't want to hold it
me.
Up, though. Yep, I'm going to try to really work on that and try not to hold it up. I'm going to have Roman numeral 1, 2, 3, and 4 because 4 is going to be our team position. So I'm going to add an extra introduction. I just think we have to have something there, 1 or 2 something.
Let me see. So you're saying that number 4 has how many in it?
So I'm going to go, do you have the rubric in front of you or it actually,
I'm trying to put,
okay,
I don't know, my computer is moving really slow right now. I don't know what's happening
it's okay.
to me right now.
So if you can find the rubric that she's got, the grading criteria, there's 3 bullets there. It's the first one is historical trends for the team side of the social policy issue.
The second one is local, state, or federal perspective for the team's side. And then the third one is the team's position and arguments and solutions proposed. So I would do all those three. And I figured they would be, if I add a one statement ahead of that, I would have four Roman numerals, 1, 2, 3, and 4. So whoever does the next week come in with, like, Roman numeral 5, pros, you know, for the team's particular argument, that would be the next one. I don't know if that makes sense at all.
Okay, yeah.
So it would be number 5, okay. That's what I'm trying to do.
So,
I took my tab down. I'm trying to get back in so I can see it, so I can go ahead and work on while I'll be up tonight doing.
Oh yeah, me too.
Doing everything tonight. So
me too.
Husband,
and tomorrow
night and Saturday night and Sunday.
Yeah.
I told my husband, like, with this class, like with the other classes, I can kind of manage during the week. I work on my stuff a little bit, but I have free time. But with this class, I feel like I have no free time at all.
Right. It's like this class is like. It's like you got to be on your P's and Q's, P's, Q's, D's, X's, and Y's, everything.
I know.
Because she's so sick.
Yep. I said to my husband, I feel like, you know, like the three or four hours I have a night, it like really late to try to look at this class, and I just try to get caught up. I feel like every day I wake up and I'm like underwater, and I'm coming to the surface, and I can see, like, you know, people above water, and someone pushes me right back down. It's just exhausting. It is terrible. It's awful. Yeah, it's not a good experience. Not in my boat. But, and I haven't even worked on my other paper, you know, nothing. I mean, it's going to be an awful weekend. I don't even want to think about it because it's just like it's Easter and, oh, man. But,
it's so stressful.
We all in the same boat, so.
So I'm guessing the other two aren't going to call in.
No, I guess not.
I wonder if it's a time zone issue, maybe. I know Deborah was Central Time, right? So
no,
maybe.
I thought Deborah was.
Oh,
yeah, Deborah's on. Yeah, Deborah's in
Wisconsin.
Yeah, Deborah's in Wisconsin.
I'm in Eastern.
You're where?
Yeah, we're in Eastern.
I'm in Eastern.
Oh yeah, me too.
But
me too.
But we all agreed upon it this time. So if we had to set again. For Saturday, I'll put out another in our thing. If I had to set it up again for Saturday, we could do 6:30 again on Saturday and do another half hour on Saturday.
Yeah,
so,
that would be good, yeah.
But,
I'm pretty flexible on the weekend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But if that's okay with you guys, I'll start it out. I'm going to try to work on it tonight. Definitely tomorrow night. I need to have
okay, so, and you're taking the first three. And then the pros for your team side, either supporting side or opposing side. And then is the Deborah took the considering how public policy or on prescription drug coverage. She took that one. And so that's what Deborah took. She took that part. And so I'll take the areas to consider. I'll take the next one, the areas to consider. So, Kelly, you're putting
it
together.
On the outline, the 10 questions, is that the questions that we've been doing?
Well,
because it says include 10 questions that may be asked.
Those are the ones that we've been working on.
Yeah, although we do have 15.
With the 15,
so
we have 15. And that's why I was like, why do we have to have 15 questions? That we should have had combined questions. Why do we have to have 15 questions?
And here I am driving myself crazy. Can't even come up with a 3.
Well, this could be wrong. Do you want me to send her a private message and find out if that is correct? If we are supposed to have 10 since we did 15?
No, see, on the bottom it says include your finalized 15 questions. From week 4 that may be asked to the opposing side. If you had to tweak or rewrite any of the debate questions, ensure you have the final rewritten work included, as these will be submitted to your opponent. These questions should be specifically directed to your opponent and should be clear and concise.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say she contradicts herself when she writes.
Right. Yeah. Well, see, this is it. This is terrible. You guys don't think I'm evil, but I really want to send her a message and say, your rubric says 10 questions, but your assignment says 15. Which is it?
Right. It's terrible, but that's how I say that she contradicts herself. That's where her contradiction is going to bite her in the butt, because you put on the rubrics that we need 10 questions, but here you put 15. So yeah, I'm like, yeah. Which one is it? Because you're putting a contradictory out here. You don't want us to contradict ourselves, but you're contradicting yourself all the time.
Exactly. So I'm going to, do you guys care if I'm going to send her a message and ask her? I want to bring that to her attention
if she does, and she says, if she does say that we only need 10, then that's good for me, because I can't even come
right.
up with the 3.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I don't have a problem, you know, looking through and saying, hey guys, I think we should do this one, this one, this one. You know what I mean? So that would be good. Something tells me she's wrong, and it's going to be 15, because you know that's how we roll around here. But
exactly.
But just in case. You know, but I am going to send her a message. I think I'm just going to say, the rubric says 10, the assignment says 15. Can you clarify that for us, please?
Right.
It's a big deal. Yeah.
It's a big deal for us.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on the bullets that are left is identify any pros and cons with your argument. Is that left?
Is Deborah doing those two bullets too, or is she just doing that considering
I'm gonna,
the public policy?
I'm
going
to
if there's a bullet left, I don't care to do it. But if everybody, I mean, if there isn't, then that's fine. But if there is, then I'll take whatever's left.
It should be enough for each one of us to do a bullet. The areas to consider, I'm taking that one. Then the only one is pros for your team side. And then the conclusion, the introduction and conclusion.
Jenna, does your areas to consider include that next bullet, examine the government's response?
Yeah, that includes all of that.
Okay.
It includes all of that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right, so we might
it's
have
gonna be
it
very.
Now.
It's going to be very hard to come up with all of this with just 2 pages.
Oh,
like, it's going to be two or 3 sentences. You know, that's a...
That reminded me of the PowerPoint that we just, the brochure that we just had to do.
Yeah, it was a nightmare for me.
Right, and I was just like sitting there like a trifold brochure that she wanted us to put on one page, but you had to make it out of an 8-point font in order to get it on one trifold. Yeah, yes, Microsoft Office does have a trifold, but you had to still do your cover page, and then you had to squeeze all that onto one trifold.
It was very hard for me, and she first gave me a 0 because I accidentally saved it under something we're not supposed to. I think it was PDF or something, and at first she gave me a 0, and I thought I was going to cry, but then I realized that she was going to let me change it, so I had to go back in and change it. So she took a point off just because I accidentally saved it wrong.
I think she did. She took off 2 points on mine, too, because I sent it by just the assignment, and then I took it and I resubmitted it with my name, and I looked at it. But that's probably why she's been deducting all these points from me, because I've been submitting my assignments wrong. But I just really didn't care, because I read some of her notes and I didn't read all of them. You have a stickler about how to save our assignment. I mean, who cares how you save an assignment as long as the assignment gets turned in? You got to go back and save it, assignment, then put your name, your last name, your first name. Are you serious?
I know.
Yeah,
and
she told me that. She told me that in the beginning of the class that she properly instructed us how we were supposed to save them, and which that was on the discussion page. But I mean, I didn't pay attention. You know, it's week 4.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, you had a whole list of instructions for us to read. But it's like, where's the human at?
I know, exactly. I know. I almost died when she sent that shout out. Like, I want to give a shout out to these people who followed through. I'm like, what?
Right.
We are all adults. Give me a break. I don't know. I've never had anything. I've never experienced anything like this ever in all of my days ever.
Me neither. I mean, I've had hard teachers, but I've had teachers, the teachers that I've had that have been hard, like, they actually will explain stuff if you message them. I messaged her and told her, look, like, I'm about to pull my hair out. I'm crying every night because I don't get this stuff. And I work in long-term care. I work in a nursing home, and I don't understand this. And she basically made me feel like an idiot because she basically told me that if I didn't know this stuff, I didn't need to be, like, in this class. And I'm like, well, that's why I'm taking this class.
Right. She has no human. It's like she has no feelings. Your drill sergeant.
I think. Well, and you know what? And I can get. I mean, I know it's hard. I teach too. And you, it you do have to kind of hold a standard. But like you said, you have to be human as well. And there's nothing wrong with changing your position or allowing somebody a little bit of a leeway. There's nothing wrong with it. I think she is just, maybe this is a military thing. I don't know. But, man, I'll tell you what, it's my way or the highway. Too bad. I don't care if there was a hurricane, a tornado, and a nuclear bomb. Figure it out. You know, it's just like, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Really crazy. But
the very first week of class, I didn't really pay attention that the assignments were due on Sunday. I mean, I had read that, but I wasn't really paying attention. And here it is Sunday, and I'm on there doing my discussion, and I see this thing at the bottom, and I'm like, are you kidding me? And then I look at every single week. I was like, that is going to throw me off so bad.
Yeah, me too. And I have to say, when I asked when I was looking for courses, I had to take a couple courses to be full professor at work, and I thought, okay, I'll do University of Phoenix. I can do it anytime. And when I asked the person that I was, talking to, they said, oh, the class starts on Tuesday, goes till Monday night, and I'm thinking, and I'm pretty sure they said assignments are due Monday. I'm trying to find the email because I'm going to say something about it when I'm done with the class. I'm going to officially
Every single class
yeah.
I've had, it's been Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the end of the course survey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's true. We could do it there. But oh well, we're almost there, ladies. We can do this.
Yeah,
like
we're gonna do this. Forget
the A. Just let me get through it.
We're gonna pull this through. But I put on there, I went on ahead and notated that I'm going to do this, and I'll go ahead and get started. I'm going to go ahead and get on some of my discussion questions and try to get my other paper started. I'm going to go ahead and get this stuff done for our outline as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be working on some stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do my outline first so I can, like I said, so I'll get that passed to Kelly. Kelly, you should have that. Honestly, I'm going to try to have it to you. It might be late tomorrow night. It might be midnight, but I really hope to have it to you by tomorrow night. I hope that's okay.
Oh, it's fine. I mean, I'll post it once I'm done on Sunday, and then if anybody wants to make changes, they can. I can't guarantee what time it'll be posted, but, I mean, I'll try to have it, midday at least.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys know, if you just do your part, it's going to be easy to just, crunch it together. So just so you know, that won't be hard.
And
you know what I mean?
I'm going to work on trying to finish up those questions to try to fix them somehow to where they can be presentable, hopefully. And I know if I do, she's probably going to send it back and say I have to change them again. I figure that's what's going to happen.
Well, it's hard to write a debate question, and I think one of the things that may help you. I know she didn't say any. I don't know what she told you, but like when your question should really be not an open-ended question. Like wouldn't it be better to? But how is it fair, or why does it? How does it affect something else? And it's hard. Mm-hmm. They're hard to write. Really difficult to write. So. Yeah, I hope you weren't offended, though, with my notes. I just thought, I needed a break, and I'm like, I'm thinking of this right now. I'm going to put them in red.
You were much more helpful than she was. Basically, she just made me feel like an idiot.
Aw, yeah. Well, you're not alone. Don't worry. You're not alone. So,
yeah, no, not at all. But I'm going to send out a message in our group chat on and
okay.
text, and we can probably we'll set up another group for mm-hmm. for Saturday, so we can see if everybody can be on one accord. But I'm going to get to work on some stuff tonight because I had to get some things done for the weekend. I had some cakes. I had to bake some cakes for this weekend. You know, it takes me a minute.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we're all
now. Who is going to be team lead next week?
Team lead for next week for. Hold on.
For the PowerPoint.
You know.
That's a good question. Did Lisa sign up for that?
Deborah had. He's assigned everybody.
Okay.
Deborah signed up everybody. I'm going to tell you. I'm here to
tell
you right now.
That was one question that I don't remember if someone actually ended up signing up for it or not.
Yeah, Deborah signed. Let me tell you.
She signed someone? Yeah, I have to go back and look.
Lisa
C is in charge of team assignment for week six.
Okay.
I want to try to go ahead and start working on my part on week six because it's really going to be a lot faster if we can.
Yep. And Kelly, if I can help you with the outline, I mean, honestly, we can, you know, co-do that. I'll be happy. Just if you have questions or something or, you know what I mean, you want to organize it, just let me know. I can help you. You don't have to, don't be afraid to just send me a text or, you know, and just say, hey.
I don't even understand why she gave us 1.5 out of 2 on the questions anyway.
Right.
It didn't make any sense.
I mean, she was saying that the majority of the questions, because she said the majority of the questions were the same. But each question had something different. So that's why I just took my questions and redid them totally. So.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. I fixed my question. Then I looked and I went, oh, shoot, that's just like, I think it was Lisa's right up above. And I'm like, okay, forget that. And I just tried to, oh, my God, it took me like 8 hours to think of something completely different. It's not easy, really not easy. But,
no.
But yeah, she wasn't happy. And I think that, you know, she said some of them weren't effective. Guilty as charged, you know. It's like, oh, my gosh. 1.5 out of 2, whatever. At this point, I'm like, whatever, it's terrible. I've never been like that in my life. But, you know, I think sometimes you have to cut your losses.
So we're gonna try again for Saturday at 6:30. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm gonna put it in here and see who all is gonna be available for it.
Okay.
That sounds good. That sounds really good. I don't know, was Deborah going out of the country, did she say? She might not be able to get in on this. I don't know. But maybe she
was. Was it Lisa that was out of the country?
Maybe.
I thought it was Deborah. Oh, shoot. That's what it is.
No,
wait a minute. Let me.
It's.
That's what it
I
is.
Think
Lisa
I think it's Deborah. I think it's Deborah.
No. Mm-mm, it's Lisa.
Well.
Hold up.
It's someone,
hold
and
up.
They said they were going to be out from the 16th to the 20th. And that's pretty much
is
the whole
it,
week.
Is it the 16th or the 6th? Uh-uh. Hold on. Lisa said. Hold on.
It was posted earlier.
No, that was Lisa. She said, hey, Deborah, I can submit week 6 assignment. I will be starting vacation on 4/9 and will be out of the country, but I will have all my parts completed. Have you heard from any of other classmates? And that was on April the 3rd. So she's out of the country.
On week 6, under the assignment, someone had posted earlier, but I don't remember. I think it was Deborah that said she was going to be out of the country from the 16th till the 20th or the 21st.
So Deborah's going to be out of the country next?
If you have your computer, you can pull it up.
I think so.
Hold on, let me pull it up.
I think she's out like this Easter window.
It's under the Easter weekend. Under the... Week 6, she had commented on it. I was reading it earlier because I thought, you know, it's a really bad time to not be in class.
your last
yeah.
class.
Right, because I, okay, let me.
Especially
oh, yeah,
this class.
Well, so
you know
Deborah's,
what, if she gets her part done, though, which I know she will, we can always throw it into the outline, and I can help to do that, and Deborah's just going to have to, you know, I mean,
Lisa's Lisa out of country this week, and then Deborah's out of the country the last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I was out of the country.
I'm going out of the country in May, so this class will be over.
Nice.
I've had this set since January.
Good.
It's been really good talking to you all, and I'm glad that I'm not
good.
Alone in this class.
Yeah, we all overwhelmed.
You're not alone.
So that's why it's
no.
this kind of like gives us this kind of like
kind of rejuvenates, kind of gives you a little strength.
Yeah. We needed it, so we needed it. So I just put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds good. We have a plan. We'll go forward. We'll be in touch. Text me anytime, you guys. Really, honestly.
Okay.
It's the fastest way to get to me. Just you guys all have my number.
Okay.
Text me. I have. If I'm up, that phone is. It's right beside me. So just holler,
okay.
And as soon as I get things, I'll send them your way. Okay?
All right.
Okay, thank
all right.
you.
We'll
all right, talk
soon.
To you later.
Yep, take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.